Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chicago's afternoon news, 720 WGN. The sun is shining. It's nice and cool today, too, which feels kind of nice. Steve is here, Kevin, Marion on the phone, representing the 8th Congressional District for the state of Illinois, Raja Krishnamoorthy. How are you today?
Hey, hi, Lisa. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. So we were severely undercounted when it came to the census.
That's right. It looks like we were undercounted to the tune of 250,000 people.
And how much money does that mean we miss out on?
Well, some experts estimate that over a decade, so over 10 years, it could mean as much as $1 billion in federal dollars not flowing to Illinois because of that.
And why is that, Congressman? Is it simply because we didn't have the amount of people conducting the census or that many people evade all the questions? How does that work?
It's a great question, and that's actually part of the reason why I wrote to the director of the Census Bureau, basically asking about Illinois-specific data and why and what factors contributed to the undercount in Illinois. However, you know, experts point to two sources of concern that might have plagued the counting in Illinois. One was there was a proposed citizenship question that the Trump administration wanted included on the census originally. And that ultimately got removed, but folks believe that that might have intimidated people from being counted or filling out the census forms. The second is we were just in a pandemic, and so everything was unconventional about the count. And so I think those two factors may have played a role, but I'm still waiting on answers to the question that I posed to the Bureau.
Congressman, how do we know what to believe? There's the census count and then this estimate revision. Why is it that we would have more confidence in this revision than we would in the original?
Well, I think that one of the reasons why they conduct this post-survey or post-census analysis is because with a little bit of time and the ability to kind of figure out what might have gone wrong. A lot of people put stock in this what they call the PES or this post survey data. All that being said, I have a number of questions that are outstanding, and that's why I wrote the Census Bureau director the other day, and I'm looking forward to the answers.
Okay, so you threw the PES at me. I'm going to throw the PEP at you. The Census Bureau's Population Estimates Program, which Illinois Policy points out, shows that the state population, and they do this every year, actually has dropped every year since 2014. Last year, a record number, 114,000 residents losing out. So there's another Census Bureau report that shows that we are indeed losing a population, not gaining it the way this latest figure dictates. So explain that for me, or help me understand that.
I guess these folks can argue with the Census Bureau about it. What we know is that in aggregate for the decade, it appears that there was an undercount of 250,000 people. The year over year changes, that might be something to, again, take up with the Census Bureau. But Illinois was a handful of states that was in the same category, including places like Texas and Florida. And I think that, now we have to go back and make sure that we can, get our fair share of the dollars associated with the proper estimate of the population here. And by the way, I just want to say one thing, which is, I read this very interesting article in the Chicago Tribune today about this particular issue. And, when you talk to average, ordinary people who are either looking for an apartment in downtown Chicago or who are otherwise feeling that, perhaps economic activity here in, in Illinois and Chicago aren't as bad as some might have you out to believe. You know, it I guess the new analysis squares with, you know, what a lot of people may have observed. You know, in my area and some of my communities, they're definitely growing and some are booming. And I think that's a good thing.
Raja Krishnamoorthy, Congressman from the 8th District of Illinois, is joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News. You missed out on our wedding conversation with Mary because you still hold the best wedding present of all time, and that is a ceiling fan, which still makes me laugh when I think about it. But Raja, gas prices on the average over $4 in now all 50 states for the first time ever. I know people in California are paying over $7. People here are feeling the pinch, and you tweeted something today about price gouging at the pump. Can we talk about that for a second? Because we all feel like we're getting gouged.
I think there's it's not a well-kept secret, which is that a lot of times, even when the oil prices go down, the price of the pump lags what you see in oil prices. And this is a well-documented kind of issue. I think it just stings a lot more now, given what we're seeing and how we feel at the gas pumps. I have just last week, I actually met with executives from ExxonMobil to talk about this issue because it's so, it's so painful to the wallet. When you're going to the pump and you're filling up gas and it's $50 to $100, that takes a real toll on people's budgets.
And so what's going to be done about it? I mean, I feel like prices are just going to continue to go up, especially with Memorial Day weekend coming up this in 4 days is traditionally when the prices go through the roof. So I can't imagine how much further we're going to have to pay at the pump or how far it's going to go up.
Well, I think a couple things. One is, I think we should continue with the drawdown on the strategic petroleum reserve. That's the reserve that the United States keeps for situations like this. And the president's, basically releasing oil into the market to keep oil prices down to some degree. Secondly, I think that what's happening in Ukraine with the war that Russia has launched without provocation is definitely affecting oil prices and how much people expect it to go up or down. And we have to do everything we can to help the Ukrainians win that. And then third, I think we absolutely need to make sure that the large oil companies are held accountable for the pricing that we're seeing. And, one of the interesting things is that we provide massive subsidies to the oil companies right now to actually explore and drill for more oil. But given that they're not, even in the face of huge oil prices, I've been saying, what are we getting for these oil subsidies? Instead, why don't we just send them back to the taxpayer so they can afford the gas that they're paying for? So those are some of the issues that I'm looking at.
And we've only got 20 seconds left. I hear that you're happy to be on Putin's list.
I made the list. What can I say? I think that it's a badge of honor to be on that list, and I think that I'm probably on a lot of people's lists all over the world and in various countries with dictators and authoritarian regimes, and that's just perfectly fine. I'm going to have a great time vacationing in Illinois and other places.
Wonderful. Thanks for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News.
Hey, thank you so much, Lisa.
Congressman Krishnamoorthy. Hey, coming up, we'll talk about those rolling blackouts. They say the Midwest is going to get hit like everyone else. Details about that after Steve's News, which is next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.